This is Fresh Air. Excuse me, I'm Terry Gross. Two new NBC series are released on DVD today, the popular series Heroes and the less popular Friday Night Lights. TV critic David Bianculli is enthusiastic about both, but not for the same reasons.
Heroes and Friday Night Lights are very, very different series. I enjoy them both and watched every episode of each show last season, but they don't have much in common. Heroes is a fantasy drama framed in the style of a comic book. Its visual look is intensely graphic, and it's full of good guys and bad guys with emerging superpowers. Its standout characters include a high school cheerleader who's virtually indestructible. She can walk into a raging fire or throw herself from a tall tower, and a few seconds later, all her burns or broken bones have healed. Friday Night Lights is a drama rooted in real life. If TV hadn't sullied the term beyond belief, you could almost call it a reality show. It's set in a small town in Texas and tells of a high school football coach and his family and the young members of the football team and their families. It's a regular weekly drama about people who don't solve crimes or save lives. And in stark contrast to Heroes, one of its standout characters is a high school quarterback who is anything but indestructible. In the opening episode, he makes a hard tackle after an interception and ends up paralyzed from the waist down. What happens next, to him and to the team, becomes the central story of season one of Friday Night Lights. In adapting the book and movie for television, the producers wanted to cast unknowns and a lot of Texas locals as the high schoolers and to give them room to run like free-range actors. Scenes are shot with three cameras simultaneously, with no rehearsal or blocking. Scenes shot on the football field during games can have as many as eight cameras running. Friday Night Lights looks like a documentary, and the dialogue and action seem totally natural, more like a John Cassavetes or Robert Altman movie than a standard TV drama. And as actors go, you couldn't find many better performers on TV last season than Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton, who play Eric and Tammy Taylor, the coach and his wife. Both actors were overlooked by the Emmy nominators this year, and both were robbed. And in this box set, even their deleted scenes are impressive. Here's one where Connie Britton, as Tammy, retreats from a dinner party and hides on the hallway stairs with a woman she's just met. Tammy's upset because of the severity of the injuries to the team's quarterback, and the woman listening to Tammy has provided her with a sympathetic ear and a few rounds of drinks.
You know what gets me is that here's a 17-year-old kid, and his whole life has just been completely altered, very possibly completely destroyed.
Right.
Lying in a hospital bed.
Right.
And I mean, that's his life, you know? That is his, that is everything. That is forever. His whole life. And I'll tell, and people are so upset about it, but you know what I think the sad truth is? I think people are upset about it because he's a good football player. And what are the values of that?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
What does that mean? We care about him because he's got a good throwing arm.
Well, it's Texas.
I have to do something.
Well.
Something.
Well.
It's just opened my eyes.
Okay.
You know what it is? It makes me realize the value of life. It makes me realize how fragile life is.
Right. You know what?
What?
You're more screwed up than I am.
Remember, that was a scene that didn't make the final cut. Imagine how good the show itself is. Heroes is a wonderful DVD set, too. But here, I suspect, a lot of the people buying the set will have seen the episodes already. Heroes was one of TV's few hits last season, so for fans, diving into its Save the Cheerleader, Save the World storyline is more rediscovery than discovery. But it's the sort of series and story that holds up well to repeated viewing. And this DVD set is packed with an almost ridiculous amount of tantalizing extras. For starters, there's the original unaired 73-minute pilot by series creator Tim Kring, darker than the one shown on NBC, and featuring an entire subplot about terrorists that was cut. Kring provides audio commentary on his original pilot, and it's a candid and very eye-opening discussion about what did and didn't work in creating his series. And other extras here, little documentaries on the special effects, the stunt work, and so on, add a lot. Artist Tim Sale, who supplies those pivotal drawings of the future, supposedly painted by the character of Isaac, gets a documentary of his own. He uses it, in part, to poke fun at the giant artist's loft that Isaac is shown inhabiting in New York.
Other than, what, Claire and HRG's house, it's the one set we've been in more, right, than any other. And I'm always amused by it. When I first saw it, you know, it's that kind of, how does the Friends cast get to live in these, you know, million-dollar lofts in New York, and that's sort of Isaac. I mean, where does he get his money to have a place like that? I want that studio. You know, I'm talking to you from my garage, right? Which I love, but yeah, no, it's a really cool set.
These DVD collections of Heroes and Friday Night Lights are really cool sets, too. And the best news is that they come from Universal, which finally has changed its policy about how to package TV shows on DVD. It used to offer no extras at all, even on classic titles like Columbo, figuring that fans would buy the sets anyway. I don't know what changed their corporate minds, but I'm glad it happened in time for these two sets to be treated properly.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.